Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is June 21st, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Volt raises $60 million MLN. Volt, a UK-based company building infrastructure for real-time payments, has raised a $60 million Series B. IFC partners with Philippine Central Bank. The International Finance Corporation has announced its partnership with Banco Central ng Pilipinas and World Bank to launch the Open Finance PH pilot. Green RWA and Finastra launch platform for climate risk management. UK-based fintech Finastra and the Association in Climate Transition Green RWA have launched the Climate Extended Risk Model, CERM, sandbox. Scalite partners with BN. France-based SaaS banking platform Scalite has partnered with BN in order to provide customers with a common framework through a coreless banking approach. Combank launches FlashFam in Sri Lanka. The Commercial Bank of Ceylon has launched FlashFam to offer teenagers of Sri Lanka the opportunity to begin their financial journey under their parents' guidance. Custom Credit and Ordo to offer instant open banking payments. UK-based Custom Credit has announced it will be rolling out Ordo's request to pay and e-commerce services across all areas of its business, allowing for open banking payments. JP Morgan partners with ClearEye.ai. US-based JP Morgan has announced its investment in the artificial intelligence and machine learning platform ClearEye.ai to further develop its solutions. KKR buys €40 MLN worth of BNPL loan receivables from PayPal. PayPal has signed a multi-year agreement with KKR under which KKR will purchase up to €40 billion of BNPL loan receivables originated by PayPal in Europe. Click2Pay introduces plugin for WooCommerce. Canada-based payment service provider Click2Pay has developed a Click2Pay plugin for WooCommerce that aims to facilitate payment options. MEPS partners with Zwipe and MasterCard to launch biometric cards. Jordan-based Middle East Payment Services has partnered with Zwipe and MasterCard to launch a series of biometric payment cards. Cash-free payments launches CVV free card payments. India-based payments and API banking company Cash-free Payments has announced the rollout of CVV free card payments to enable faster transactions for partner businesses. Paymob and Shefa digitalize pharma retail payments in Egypt. Egypt-based fintech Paymob has partnered with GPS-enabled digital pharmacy marketplace Shefa to digitally transform pharmaceutical payments in Egypt. Paysend partners with Remote Pass. UK-based card-to-card payments company Paysend has partnered with Remote Pass in order to offer instant payments to global customers and contractors. MasterCard files a trademark for crypto and blockchain-based tools. US-based MasterCard has filed a trademark application for several cryptocurrency and blockchain-related tools, reinforcing the company's interest in the crypto sector. EBA Day. CBDC is coming to Europe, but are we ready for it? In the final session of the evening in Breakout Room 2 for EBA Day Day 1. What is the outlook for CBDCs in Europe? A panel of experts discussed where CBDCs are heading in Europe and what possibilities could arise for banks, merchants, and consumers in the future. EBA Day. Banks exploring new strategies in AI, data, and cloud. The afternoon of the first day of EBA Day kicked off with the panel How New Technologies Are Transforming Banking, in Breakout Room 2. Panelists Cal Corcoran, Vice President and Global Head of Banking at Microsoft, Simone Lofgren, Managing Director of Payments Platforms at Commerce Bank, Andre Martins, Head of Banking Innovation and Open Finance at NTT Data, and Simone Satin, Global Head of Digital Market Management and Treasury Services at BNY Mellon discussed AI, cloud computing, and innovative automation technologies being used to transform the payments industry in a session moderated by Graham Jeffrey, partner at Bain & Company. KKR to buy $40 billion of PayPal European BNPL loans. PayPal has struck a deal to offload up to $40 billion of its buy now, pay later loans in Europe to private equity firm KKR. High customer demand for sustainability tracking tools in banking, Tink study. Tink, a European open banking platform, has conducted a study revealing that an estimated 40% of individuals in the UK desire their banks to provide tools for monitoring their environmental impact. Modular establishes a presence in France and Spain. UK-based embedded payments platform Modular has expanded its operations in France and Spain as part of its European growth strategy. Nubank completes all mandatory steps for the payment initiator status. Brazil-based Nubank has become the 21st institution to fulfill all stages of the payment initiator onboarding process. Adyen partners with Shopify. Netherlands-based fintech Adyen has announced its partnership with Shopify in order to offer improved payment features for global e-commerce enterprise merchants. EBA Day 2023, IPID announced as FinTech Zone winner. During the past 2 days, 16 early-stage, early-growth fintech startups from across Europe and beyond pitched their proof-of-concepts or working products on the exhibition floor of EBA Day 2023 in Madrid, Spain. UK's CHAPS system migrates to ISO 20022. The UK's high-value payment system, CHAPS, has migrated to the ISO 20022 financial messaging standard. EBA Day 2023. Customers expect instant payments today. The afternoon of EBA Day 2023, Day 1, in Breakout 1 got straight into a key theme of the event, immediate cross-border payments. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.